I come from quite a small plastics company down in Bristol, and I came out here because my wages actually doubled. Some weeks they were tripled. It was quite good money if you were working. When you didn't have any pipe contracts, if they didn't have a lot of work at all, you went on a waiting time, because BAPL, as part of Bristol's, operated a bonus system. You got a basic salary, and on top of that you were paid a bonus of extra money if you performed your work in less than the required time. So the planning engineers would say, this job takes 100 hours. And if you did it in 80 hours, you got bonus and that made up your wages. If it took 120 hours, you actually went to the rate fix and said, this time is wrong. Can you knock it down? Knock it up to raise it from 100 to 120 so I can make bonus again. And every piece of work you did went to the inspectors. And if they didn't stamp it and sign it off, you didn't get paid your bonus. In fact, you probably got the sack if you did it too many times. So quality controls through hands-on inspector. Nowadays, I believe it's less so. But in those days, certainly every piece of work you did was sent to the inspectors. As an aside, a guy made a pattern on which they were going to put some fiberglass to make a cover of something. And it was for Concord, the early days of Concord. And he presented it to the inspector. He said, there are, George, he said, you will not find a thing wrong with that pattern. And George looked at it, and without even touching it, he said, that's a scrapper. He says, perfect. He says, I'm telling you, it's a scrapper. He said, why is this a scrapper? He said, because this drawing says millimetres and you've done it in inches. So everything was checked by the inspectors. But you were very much dependent upon your bonus rate. And if there was no work for you, you went on waiting time, what's called waiting time, which was your basic wage. And they had a room called the waiting room in which you had to stay whilst you were on waiting time. You couldn't go wandering off, or you weren't supposed to go wandering off. We found that if you could sneak out, you could get over and sit on the embankment, watch the aircraft taking off and landing, lie out in the sun, and be missing for the rest of the day. But they were quite keen that you should stay in this little room.